I was considering, my stepfather owns an electrical contracting business. It's done really well for 30 or 50 years or whatever, and I was actually looking into taking, you know, buying his contracting business and increasing the you know, the marketing and do all that stuff that they've never really done. It gets really complicated and difficult, because at that point in time, you know, what do I know about running an electrical contracting business? Not much, right? So basically buying myself a salary. So,
right.
But that same idea that Derek's doing with the storage space, you do the same thing with local electricians or local plumbers. You know, you come up with that local marketing business. Anyway, that's an idea that you know, like I said, my mind's constantly spinning, because I have, you know, I could go in with my stepfather's electrical contracting company, do some pretty creative marketing things internet wise and whatnot, and build that out, and then build a model, and then either sell the model or go out and get that business.
Okay.
So that's another idea.
Good to put on the table. All right.
And then let's see. And then I also have this idea of like I mentioned, I want to do something big, right? So I have this idea of having an internet marketing business. And I used to work in the staffing business, and the staffing business is very popular. But they have all these local satellite offices, and then national firms do. And I envision having this national marketing, you know, internet marketing firm that goes in that can either have people locally to go in and help manage local internet marketing, you know, where it all feeds back. They're all independent, either franchises or. So anyway, these are all these ideas that I have kicking around in my head, and I want to get a clean laser focus on one or two of them. I can always work around on the edges of some of these things, but I want a quick success or a quick failure, either one, right? So because if I fail quickly, then I can throw that, you know, sweep that one under the rug and move on to the next thing.
Okay. So let's put an idea on the board here, a principle, let's say. You all know what this is?
Yep.
Yeah.
Tactical triangle. Mm-hmm. Everything is traffic, conversion, economics. Now, if you are a PPC management firm, you own this piece of the pie, or you sort of kind of rent that piece of the pie, or mm-hmm. you get paid rent on that piece of the pie, right? Now, if you do traffic and conversion, notice that the circle that you have to draw around those isn't twice as big. It's more like three times as big, okay? Or if you draw a circle that encompasses all three, it might be, you know, four or five times as big. Okay? That is actually a reasonable representation of reality, of how much money is in a deal based on how much of the triangle you own. Okay? So, you know, okay, manage Google traffic, get your 15%, you know, there you go. But if you own the whole closed loop of, well, I'm also in charge of the copy and the landing pages and the autoresponders and all this kind of stuff, there's a whole lot more money to be had by being in charge of that. Now, so traffic is who you're saying something to. Conversion is what you say. Economics is what you're actually offering them. Okay? It's having control of the pricing, but it's also control of the USP. The USP is really E. People probably think USP is conversion. USP is really economics, because what are you actually getting?
What is USP?
Unique selling proposition.
Okay?
Okay? You know, your whole entire sales story, why should you buy from me instead of anybody else? And so whenever I'm consulting with people, especially like with AdWords, they always assume that I'm going to start here, but I actually start here. Usually, what happens, somebody goes, yeah, we're going to come to a 4-minute intensive, we're going to work on AdWords. Well, after an hour and a half, we finally get to AdWords, but before we get there, we've probably torn their whole business apart, put it back together, changed the guarantees, because they don't know coming in that they can't fix their AdWords problem with just a little tactical tweak, like, oh, so I'm going to change these words, and I'm going to switch around this headline, and right. Mm-hmm. It's like we have to go to the marketplace and say something fundamentally better and different and like, wow, right? So the way that I would like you to look at your consulting business is, you might very well start just there. But the question that I would ask about any opportunity that you look at is, how long would it take me and what would be involved in me actually owning the USP and possibly even renting it to them? Okay, so let's say that you worked out this deal with this other skating company or right. something, okay? So yeah, you could manage their traffic, but what if you took this 50,000 foot view and you said, okay, here's how I think about it, a search engine result. So here's the first page of Google, you know, and here's the premium space, and here's the AdWords, and here's the organics, right? And I kind of look at it like this. It's like, well, okay, this guy and this guy and this guy do A. And this guy and this guy and this guy do B, right? And, and this guy and this guy and this guy and this guy, they do C.
If they be in C, a USP?
Yeah.
Okay.
More or less, okay. Right? It's like, well, there's A's and there's B's and there's C's, and you know, most people are looking for their A or B or C. And you look at this whole entire market, and you think of it like a company that does acquisitions, and you go, well, you know, if I was going to like buy four of these companies, which ones would I buy, and how would I deliberately like, well, I'm going to buy an A and a B and a C, and I'm going to build a D, you know, sort of like McDonald's creates Chipotle. And Chipotle definitely has a USP, right? Mm-hmm. And it's extremely deliberate, right? Or what, PepsiCo, they own Taco Bell, they own mm-hmm. KFC, you know, and they're like, okay, so we're gonna have Pepsi products and all this stuff, but gee, we even have occasionally a Taco Bell KFC, you know, stuck together. So you think like that, and you're like, you know, El Presidente of the skating business.
Right.
Okay? So, you know, could you sort of pole vault from being the traffic guy to being like, well, you know, how many squares on the Monopoly board do we actually own here?
Right.
Okay. Well, first of all, that's where you want to go. Frankly, I think that's who you are. You're not like the paperclip guy. You're like the big idea guy, right?
Right.
You know, so can you go to an industry conference and like, well, you know, you're having cocktails with this guy and you're having cocktails with this other guy and you're creating this little association and, well, you know, we're going to, like, mm-hmm. do yep. these bigger deals.
Right.
So, you know, how do you get to where you go, well, my company's USP is X, and, you know, we really go after this kind of customer, and we sell this kind of thing, but, you know, there's this other kind of customer we're not really good at, and if I buy this other company, or if I have equity in this other company, or some kind of, you know, deal with handcuffs to this other company, then, you know, it's like, we can really shore this up, and, like, yeah, actually, we own, like, 40% of the chessboard.
Right. Right.
Okay, so let me stop. How would you do this, and how can I help you get there?